Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for Monday, December 8, 2014. Palestinian man dies of wounds in Jerusalem and Israeli Navy attack Palestinian fishermen of Gaza coastline. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. A Palestinian man has succumbed on Sunday to wounds sustained during a car attack on light rail station in East Jerusalem. 60-year-old Abdel Karim Hamid was injured when a Palestinian slammed his car into a Sheikh Jarrah tram station, killing a Druze officer in the Israeli border police and injuring at least 13 people, local media reported. Mr. Hamid suffered multiple fractures to his spine and feet and subsequently had a heart attack. According to his wife, he did not receive the necessary medical treatment right away. She said that, according to eyewitnesses, her husband arrived at Sha'ar Tzedek Medical Center handcuffed. Elsewhere, Israeli soldiers kidnapped on Monday at least 16 Palestinians in different parts of the occupied West Bank, including a woman who was kidnapped in the yards of Al-Aqsa Mosque in occupied East Jerusalem. Earlier on Monday morning, small groups of Israeli fanatics accompanied by special police forces broke into the yards of Al-Aqsa Mosque through the Mughrabi Gate. The police also continued its policy of withholding the ID cards of young Palestinian men and women before allowing them to enter the mosque. Furthermore, Israeli military bulldozers uprooted a Palestinian land near Jalbua village south of Nablus in preparation to extend two illegal settlements built on Palestinian lands. On Sunday, at least 15 Palestinians, including 5 minors, were taken captive by Israeli army and police during pre-dawn raids across the occupied West Bank and Jerusalem. In Gaza, Israeli gunboats stationed in the Gaza Sea have again chased down and opened fire on Palestinian fishing boats sailing within the officially allotted fishing zone. According to local news sources, forces arrested 12 fishermen, confiscated 5 boats, and damaged fishing equipment. All the fishermen were abducted and taken to unknown destination. Their boats and fishing nets confiscated and equipment damaged. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Monday, December 8, 2014 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Banoura.